A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening and watching Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, August 16, 2021. And this is Live Talk. And I'm Chris Gande.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya, who are broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
Yes, just like Marvelous is saying, we would like to inform our listeners that because of the coronavirus pandemic, tonight on Live Talk, we are not able to give you our usual show since we are broadcasting from our homes.
But as you know, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on the 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m. So don't miss out.
Yes, and on the internet, you can go to www.voazimbabwe.com or www.voashona.com and, of course, www.voandebele.com.
And thank you for joining us. You're listening to Studio 7 Live Talk this Monday. And this evening, we are talking about the landslide victory of opposition leader Hakainde Hichilema in last week's general elections in Zambia.
Mr. Hichilema defeated the incumbent president Edgar Lungu by a landslide, more than a million votes. It was Mr. Hichilema's sixth attempt at winning the presidency. His supporters have been celebrating on the streets of the capital Lusaka since last night.
After alleging irregularities and violence that claimed the lives of two of his party officials, the outgoing president, Mr. Lunga, has accepted defeat and congratulated Mr. Hichilema.
In his final tally, the Electoral Commission said Mr. Hichilema had won 2,810,777 votes to Mr. Lunga's 1,814,201 in Thursday's elections. There were 7 million voters.
And this will be Zambia's third transfer of power to an opposition candidate, cementing its place as one of Africa's most democratic countries, despite the widespread fears ahead of the closely contested election.
But first, let's take a look at the coronavirus situation.
As of 15 August, which was yesterday, Zimbabwe had 120,000 confirmed cases. This is cases that registered back to March last year, including 97,000 recoveries and, unfortunately, 4,109 deaths. And to date, Zimbabwe has vaccinated over 2 million people, which they are hoping to reach herd immunity of 10 million.
And the Minister of Health says cases in the areas previously designated as hotspots have been declining due to public health control measures being implemented as surveillance continues in those areas. Yes, Mavesi Labala Nili, siyalikamukela ke uhlelo lwethu lwe Studio 7 Live Talk. Yes, sikhuluma ke indaba ezimbili ezimqoka, sikhangela udaba lweZambia, amaukhetho lweZambia, siphinde ke sikhangele legciwane lecoronavirus. Njengoba lisazi ke ukhetho lweZambia, siyazi ukubana umnumzana abamuthi yena ngu-H.H. uHichilema nguye ke onqobileyo enqoba kukhetho olwenziwe ngolwesine iviki edluleyo. Unqobe ke ngamavoti ayedlula wona 1 million. Ye, okutho ukuthi lokhu ngokwesithathu ukuthi amandla aye kubandla eliphikisayo. Yes, njalo sizakhangela ke udaba lwe-coronavirus. Marvelous.
Kune avo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa, tinokuchingamidzai nemufaro pano pachirongwa chedu cheLive Talk musi wemuvhuro August 16, 2021. Nyaya iri kunyanyopisa muzuva ranhasi inyaya yezviri kuitika kuZambia uko nezuro manheru. Takaona isu nyika yeZambia ichitaura iyo kuti bato rinopikisa remuZambia richitungamirwa iro newavanoti iyo mutungamiri webato rinopikisa vaHikainde Nechilema vakawanikwa ivo vachikunda musarudzo vachikunda vanunga vakange va Edgar Lunga vakange vari pachigaro. Uyezve tinoona kuti nyika yeZambia vazhinji vanga vakaisa maziso avo pane nyika iyi sezvo sarudzo iyi yakawanikwa ichiitwa iyo panguva ino yeCOVID-19. Saka tikunzwa isu kuti pari zvino zvizvarwa zvemuZambia nevamwewo vari munyika iyi vari kuwanikwa ivo vachipembera kukunda kwakaita vaHichilema pasarudzo iyi, vazhinji vachibvunzawo kuti vangaona here zvakadai zvichiitikawo munyika yakadai seZimbabwe. Asi tinoona kuti vanunga vakambotanga vachipikisa ivo kuti pakange pane kusafambiswa zvakanaka kwevhoti yemuZambia, asi takazoona vachiuya vachitaura ivo kuti aiwa vakange vakundwa. Izvi zvakawanikwa izvo zvichiwanikwa vanhu vakawanda vachiti ivo vakafadzwa nemafambiro akaita zvinhu. Apo takaona vanunga vachiuya vachitaura kuti ichokwadi vakange vakundwa uyezve vakange vari kuzobva pachigaro vasina ivo kupikisa. Tinoona zvakare kuti nhasi tine nyaya yeCOVID-19, nyaya yanetsa pasi rose tichisanganisirawo muZimbabwe. Umo pari zvino Zimbabwe iri kuti iyo yakawanikwa ichibaya nhomba vanhu vanodaudzira 2 miriyoni pari zvino yeCOVID-19, asi huwandu hwevanhu vari kuwanikwa ivo vachishaya kubva kudenda iri kubva ratanga muna Machi gore rapfuura. Pari zvino radaudzira 4,000. Totarisa zvakare huwandu hwevanhu vakawanikwa ivo vachibatwa neCOVID-19 pari zvino vari kudaudzira 120,000. Totarisa vamwewo vakabatwa nedenda iri vakawanikwa vachiri kunda vanodaudzira 97,000 pari zvino. Nyika inoti iyo inoda kuti iwanikwe ichibaya nhomba vanhu vanosvika ivo 10 miriyoni kuitira kuti pasawanikwe chirwere ichi chichiramba chichipararira. Saka nhasi tichange tiine hurukuro nenyanzvi munyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika vachange vari kutarisa nesu nyanya nyaya yezviri kuitika muZambia kuti zvinorevei kunyika yakadai seZimbabwe. Kuona kuti munyika iyi taona vatungamiri venyika vachichinjana vebato rinonzi ruling party nevamwewo vemapato anopikisa. Saka pari zvino tinava David Siampondo. Regai tikuchingamidzei nemufaro. Tinokuchingamidzai pachirongwa chedu, mobva matiudzawo kuti munofunga kuti zvataona zvichiitika muZambia izvi zvinorevei kwamurini?
Tinotenda Marvelous. Ndinotenda zvakare kuvatsigiri vechirongwa vanoteerera nevari kutarisa panguva inoyi. Right, isusu inini sekuona kwandinoita zvakaitika kuZambia mucherechedzo unoratidza kuti kana vanhu vakuda shanduko munzvimbo dzavanogara vanoitsvaka uye vanoiwana. And chimwe chinondi chandinoona zvekare ndechekuti atinoti ma-institutions of governance kana akave ma-institutions anocherechedza kodzero nokuchengetedza kodzero dzevanhu, kana vanhu vaita sarudzo vanenge vaita havawaniki vachimira pakati pezvinenge zvatsanangurwa kana zvinenge zvasarudzwa navanhu. So ichi chidzidzo chatirikuwana kubva munyika yeZambia kutaura kwatiri kuita kunoku, kune yatinoti smooth transition of power kana kuti kuchinjana kwemasimba zvine runyararo mukati. VaEdgar Lungu vakadyiwa pasarudzo yadarika navaHakainde Hichilema. Kunyange vakada kumbotsvakawo zvipomerwa zvavangada kutaura nezvazvo kuburikidza nekubatwa kwakaitwa sarudzo, asi vakazowanikwa ivo vachitenda vachigashira kuti aiwa zvasarudzwa nezvizvarwa zvemuZambia ndizvozvo ende ndichaita saizvozvo. Vakaenderera mberi vakakorokotedza vaHakainde Hichilema, chinova chinhu chinoratidza kuti kana tichida kuvaka nyika yedu zvomene mene tinokwanisa kuzviita.
Mm-hmm. Maybe just give us your view on what we're seeing, you know, developing in Zambia. We literally, all eyes were on Zambia to see how they would run an election during COVID-19 and also to see whether there would be a smooth transfer of power. What did you see and, you know, what's your observation about what we're seeing happening in Zambia right now?
Right. What I have seen or observed in Zambia is a demonstration of a democratic process. And if we look at how the elections were conducted, of course, they leave a lot to be desired in terms of the fairness on the ground, where we have seen the incumbent not being open to the functions of the opposition parties in Zimbabwe, in Zambia. But the determination from the people who wanted change, right? They spoke with all of their strength and voices that they need change, and they voted en masse, and they managed to even against a tilted political system or political ground. They selected a leader that they wanted. And also in terms of the democratic space, we have seen the leadership of Edgar Lungu, though he had complained previously, but he went on to concede defeat. And he congratulated Hakainde Hichilema as the winner. And as well, we have noted the excellence in which the security sector and institutions of governance handled themselves in terms of allowing a smooth transition of authority or power from the incumbent to the president-elect, which is Hakainde Hichilema. And that is commendable. That is something that we need to build on as Southern Africa, that we need to build on as a region, as a continent, and also global, so that everywhere where our citizens make a decision, they select the one that they want them to lead them, those choices are supposed to be respected, and would want to really congratulate the Zambian system, the Zambian citizens, and everyone involved for such a peaceful transition.
Thank you so much, Chris.
Yes, marvelous. Thank you there to Mr. Siampondo. And we are being joined now by Mr. Bango Dube. Welcome to the show, Mr. Bango. He's muted.
My greetings to everyone on this platform.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Now, Mr. Pango, ungasitshela wena ngamafitshane ukuthi ubone njani ukhetho lweZambia. Ungathini wena ngokubonileyo?
Ukhetho lweZambia, babukande, lube lukhetho oluhambe kuhle kakhulu. Okuyinto esingathi, ikakhulukazi lapho ebekade kungathi khona mhlawumbe kuzabe lokungathi kuzabe lohlupho kancane. Ekutshintshaneni amandla ukuthi sibone lo onguye okhokhelayo kathesi ethatha amandla enika lo ofanele ukuthi angene kathesi onguye owinileyo ama-elections. Besicabanga khonapho ukuthi mhlawumbe lapho kuzoba lohlupho olukhona, kodwa-ke abantu beZambia batshengisele ukuthi bakhethe umuntu abamfunayo, njalo bakhethe umuntu ababone ngathi mhlawumbe ingabenzela iZambia ibe yilizwe elingcono kakhulu. Yingakho sezabona laphana even layena lo okhethiweyo ehlonipha idecision yabantu ethethwe ngabantu ngobuningi bawo abantu beZambia, ngokuthi avume ukuthi abantu beZambia abantu beZambia abaqhubekele phambili ngempilo yabo nangendlela abakhethe ngayo kulolu khetho.
Okay, manje ngamafitshane ngathi sifundo bani esingatholwa ngabantu beZimbabwe ikakhulu abamabandla aphikisana?
Ngakwakhe
ngithi isifundo bani esingatholwa ngamabandla aphikisayo eZimbabwe?
Isifundo esingatholwa ngamabandla aphikisayo ukuthi kuqakathekile ukuthi kakhulu usebenzisane labantu ngendlela eleqiniso, njalo kuqakathekile kakhulu ukuthi uthembise abantu, but ungakhulumi lokho kwesi sikhathi esiqine sokubona amanye ama-opposition parties ekhuluma amanga, egcina esekhuluma izinto ezigcina zibagqibela, kukanti bona babe bekhuluma amanga becabanga ukuthi mhlawumbe izinto ezizabasebenzela, kanti ekugcineni izinto ezagcina zisenza ukuthi babonakale ukuthi bakhuluma amanga. Njalo kuqakathekile ukuthi abantu nxa bekhetha, bakhetha umuntu abambonayo ukuthi kulabantu enhliziyweni yabo, njalo uzimisele ukuthi alide ilizwe ngendlela eqondileyo. So okungakuthi iphathi le ewinileyo kathesi eZambia iye yabe yiphathi yafika yachaya khona esikhonkosini khona kanye lapho abantu babekade befuna khona. Yingakho abantu beZambia baye bayivotela ngobuningi kanjani.
Okay, thank you very much, marvelous.
Mpundo, imithi nona kuthi munomirira bato re-MDC Alliance muri kuno kuAmerica. Imi sebato rinopikisa zvii zvamungati madzidza sebato nezvataona zvichiitika kuZambia parizvino, takava tichiona kuti pane sarudzo dzichange dziriko muna 2023.
Ndinotenda, marvelous. So zvidzidzo zviri kumunhu wese kusanganisira bato redu reMGC Alliance. Chikuru chandadzidza chatiri kuona isusu chatacherechedza panapa ndechekuti vechidiki vedu vanofarira kunge vari involved. Mukatarisa sarudzo dzabuda kuZambia dzakokerwa nevechidiki. Nokuti vechidiki ndo vane matambudziko, vane maproblems akanyanyisa anenge achiunzwa nekutadza kunenge kuchiitwa hurumende inenge ichitonga panguva iyoyo. So mukatarisa hurumende yavalungu zvizhinji zvavanga achikanganisira vechidiki. Mukatarisa kushayikwa kwemabasa pakati pevechidiki kwakakurisa munyika yeZambia. And tikadzoka munyika medu meZimbabwe, muchaona kuti Zimbabwe itori wese. And mukatarisa the voting pattern kana kuti muvhotero unoita vechidiki munyika yeZimbabwe wakaderera. And chidzidzo chatawana isusu ndechekuti vechidiki tinofarira kusumuka, vanofarira kunge vari pamberi pekukokera nekuti ndivo vasina mabasa sekutaura kwatiri kuita izvozvo. Ndivo vari kushungurudzika nezvakawanda. Vari kuenda muzvikoro, vachibva kumuzvikoro hakuna mabasa kuko kwavanokwanisa kuita. Muzvipatara hamuna mishonga yekuti even vabereki vavo kana kuti naivo vacho kana varwara kuti vazowanikwa vachirapwa. So isusu tiri kukurudzira vechidiki chitsvambe chatawana kubva kune vechidiki vanobva vari kunyika yeZambia kuti ingai muri pamberi. And nekudaro zvekare tinoonawo kuti even vechikuru vanofarira kunge vari pamberiwo zvekare mukuita kuti ramangwana revana vavo ringe rakajeka. Mukatarisa muvhotero waitwa nevanhu vekuZambia, kune mamwe mapolitical parties kana tumapato twanga turipo, zvizvarwa zvemuZambia zvakwanisa kuignora tumapato itwoto. Vakaziva kuti makwikwi aripo pakati pavalungu navaHichilema. Vamwe vese avava havana basa, vari kutsvaka kuda kubvisa kana kuda kwatingati kudiluta mavotes zvinozoita kuti anenge ari mupower the incumbent arambe aripo. Saka mukatarisa kuti the general populace ruzhinji rweZambia zvavakaita vakaignora tumwe twese tumapato itwo, ndobva vese vaenda pana vahakainde Hichilema kutaura kunokuku vahakainde Hichilema ndo vave mutungamiriri weZambia. And inini ndinototenda kuti shanduko ichapinda, ichauya munyika yeZambia.
Maybe let's go into English and just say, as the opposition MGC Alliance, what lessons are you learning as a party from what we're seeing happening in Zambia? We're also expecting Mr. Charumbira from ZANU-PF so he can also counteract what you'll be saying. So we've seen that, you know, voters came out in mass. Is the MDC doing anything to register their voters ahead of 2023 elections?
Thank you very much on that note. So there are a number of lessons that we have drawn. There are lessons for everyone to learn from what has happened from Zambia, right? So firstly, I would want to look at the youth vote. So the Zambian election was punctuated mainly by an overwhelming involvement of the young people. And the young people, they ensured that they went out and registered. They did not only stop there. They went out on the polling day and voted. And they did not stop there. They remained at the polling stations to safeguard the vote. And that is a complete cycle of any electoral process that one who wishes to win must ensure that he completes. So the youths, to us, they occupy a paramount position, a very important and critical position. The youth mass right now, Southern Sahara, not even talking of Zambia, not even talking of Zimbabwe, they constitute the majority. Yet they are the ones who are economically disadvantaged. So the youths of Zambia, they spoke because they are economically disadvantaged and they are sidelined. That's the same situation again in Zimbabwe. And we implore and we would want to encourage the youth to go out there, register to vote, go out on the day of polling and vote, and protect the vote as well. And in terms of whether the MDC Alliance is doing something to get the youth vote to go and register and to vote, there is something that is happening, but it's not enough. And it will never be enough until we have 101, if it's possible, every youth who is eligible to vote should go and register and vote. And also for the general populace, we don't want or would encourage our citizens not to have any kind of doubt or any kind of discord within their mind. It is a battle. It is a contest between ZANU-PF and the Zimbabwean citizens for change. We want change, and they have to look at that political party, that political leader, who have the chance of dislodging the ZANU-PF regime. And there's only one such political party, and there's only one such political leader. Just like the Zambian citizens did, they ignored all the Hirika lovers. They ignored all the Hamdudus, and they went for Hakainde Hichilema. And today we are speaking a different language altogether. Hakainde Hichilema is the president of Zambia today. Why? Because there was a convergence of citizens, because citizens, they noted that they only need to go behind and solidify themselves behind one political party and one party so that they can dislodge the ZANU-PF regime, the Edgar Lungu-led political party.
Thank you there, Mr. Siyampondo. Mr. HH is the president-elect to be sworn in as president soon, but we are hoping to be joined by ZANU-PF so they can also come in and weigh with us, you know, what strategy they are taking and what they are learning from what we're seeing developing in Zambia. Chris.
Yes, I have a quick question, Mr. Siyampondo. Yeah, you mentioned that the youths in Zambia were instrumental in, you know, the victory of Mr. I'll call him HH. There is a parallel with Zimbabwe. We have seen, you know, especially of late, where ZANU-PF is roping in those people that it believes are drawing in the youth vote. We have seen the likes of Passion Java. We have seen the likes of Mighty T and so forth. But as MPC, it seems you don't have a counter strategy. What can you tell us about that?
Yes, you may be correct to say ZANU-PF is drawing on Mighty T, ZANU-PF is drawing on Passion Java and all the not. And with regards to what the MDC Alliance is doing in that regard, is we have programs that are running, programs to educate the youth. We have an ambitious 1 million votes campaign that we want our people, our youths, who share the same challenges with our youths on the ground, to mix and mingle and speak to them about the actual challenges that they have. So you understand that there is a very big difference where ZANU-PF is getting it wrong. There is a very a big difference between what Passion Java says and what the ordinary youth experiences on the ground. Right? So if you look just for evaluation sake, you go to their pages and see the kind of response the youths are giving them whenever they post anything. Youth, they know that this is a facet. They know that we are being sold a dummy, we are being sold a lie, but that is not enough on our side. We need to up our game. I would agree with you. We need to reach out to these youths in full force, so that we counter even the little percentage that may be swayed by these people who are being contracted by ZANU-PF right now. So if you look at what Mighty T is doing, if you look at what Madam Boss is doing, if you look at what Passion Java is doing, that's their democratic right to do so. They have got a right to do whatever that they are doing for their own stomachs, because that's what keeps their families to survive. There is no employment in Zimbabwe. So anyway, you get something for your family, you have to grab it by both hands. So they have done that. We wish them well in that, but we encourage our youth not to take a selfish route. We don't want selfishness amongst us. We need something that is going to benefit everyone. ask my TT, ask Apache on Java, ask whoever is doing whatever they are doing that, what has the government 40 years down the line done for the youth today? Nothing. So we would want, we are recruiting, we have the numbers, we have the youths who are, motivated to go on the ground and engage with their fellow youth because they speak the same language. Passion Java addresses you from the comfort of his Lamborghinis and all those flashy cars. My TT will address you from the bands that he was that she was given by by ZANU-PF and all those who are looking for votes. So there are no parallels to draw. These people are not an inspiration to the youth, to the ordinary youth as we speak. So that's our submission. We have a plan as the MDC Alliance. We are engaging our people. We are engaging our youth.
Thank you so much. Talking of a plan, we've had accusations that the MDC has no plan. This is quite a, anyway, we'll talk about that later. Mr. Pango, can you tell us what we know MDC is a bufane la loco penzagale e Zambia? I think we have a problem right there. Our guest is just dropped. Hopefully, he's coming back. So, Mr. Siambondo, now that we are back, maybe you can tell
us. Chris, maybe before we go to Mr. Siambondo, let's take a journalist who's actually in Zambia to just give us what is on the ground because his network is very choppy. Vusimuzi Sifile, he also speaks in the Ndebele. Hello, Vusimuzi.
Hello, Margaret.
Yes, how are you?
I'm very good. And you?
I'm good. Can you tell us what's going on there in Zambia? We, you know, take us into the mood right now on the ground.
Yeah, well, the mood is very ecstatic. I think there's a lot of excitement. As you know, that in the early hours of today, Hakainde Hichilema was confirmed as the president of the Republic of Zambia. Mm-hmm. So he has not yet been inaugurated, but he did have a press briefing, which was followed by a public address to his followers, his supporters. So there is a lot of excitement within Lusaka, and people have very high expectations from him. And of course, he has also made quite a lot of the very ambitious promises, which we hope he is going to implement.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the promises that he made when he came in to address the people as president-elect?
Yeah, so he made promises that he emphasized the need for national unity. Mm-hmm. We were counting the number of times he kept saying, one Zambia, one nation. Yeah, I think I lost count at some point. Uh-huh. He emphasized the national unity. He emphasized the need for the need for equality or for equal participation of different stakeholder groups mm-hmm. in shaping the development agenda that his party or his government is going to be running with. He also emphasized that they are going to be doing what he called servant leadership rather than being the forces of the masses. So he emphasized that himself, his running mate, Madam Nalmango, and all the cabinet members and other key government officials that he's going to appoint, they will have to conduct themselves as servants of the people, not as bosses, which is what we were seeing under the Edgar Lungu administration. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, as a journalist, my interest also is on issues relating to media freedom.
Yes,
he did emphasize that media freedom, freedom of expression are going to be on top of his agenda. And to demonstrate that, there is a TV station, a Prime TV, which was forced to, which was forcefully closed by the PF government last year. I think it was last year in March. Mm-hmm. So today, the TV station suddenly appeared at the press briefing. And so that was a sign that now we hope that reopening of the media space, which was really becoming, which was like being processed by the PFR regime.
Mm-hmm. Also, can you tell us a little bit about the conceding of Mr. Edgar Lungu? How was that received? How did he appear? Like, how was it received there in Zambia?
I think the first challenge with Mr. Lungu's conceding is people felt that he left it until too late.
Mm-hmm.
It was clear. Of course, at first, his party claimed they had TVT, parallel voter tabulation, which showed that they had won by a landslide.
Mm-hmm.
So we do not know where they had gotten that TVT, that is, if it really existed.
Mm-hmm.
Or it was maybe members of his party just trying to mislead him, which is, I think, common among political advisors. So maybe based on that, he was a bit reluctant to concede defeat.
Mm-hmm.
Then at some point, he issued a statement where he indicated that the elections were not free and fair
mm-hmm.
in three provinces, that is, in the Northwestern province, the Southern province, and the Western province. So these provinces have always been the strongholds for the UPND, that is Mr. Hichilema's United Party for National Development.
Mm-hmm.
So at that point, I think when he made that claim, he had not seen that this time the UPND had actually made inroads into even some of the places that the PF had traditionally been a PF stronghold, like on the Copper Belt. I don't know, they wiped quite a number of seats. Even where the UPND was losing on in Kiev strongholds, the margin was much lower compared to how it was happening. Like if you go online
mm-hmm.
and just search for the results for Choma, Nazongwe, Namwala, Mond, you see that the margins were 47,000, in some cases almost 50,000
mm-hmm.
in favor of the opposition. So.
Mm-hmm.
It was, I think, of course, he insisted that it was because the opposition had engaged in violent activities and all that. But that, again, in our view, and because we as panel working with other stakeholders, we actually deployed monitors
mm-hmm.
who were monitoring the election, and we felt that some of those claims were unfounded. And it is regrettable that one person actually died in on some of the violence, but that person actually went to provoke or engage in activities that he went to a place where he was not supposed to be there. Like he went to a polling station where he was not even registered to vote.
Mm.
So we think that Mr. Lungu was seriously misled by his advisor. And based on that misinformation, he was still cheating himself that he would maybe still miraculously emerge the winner.
Mm-hmm.
But as you can see, that the gap between him and Mr. Hichilema is almost more than 900,000,
mm-hmm.
Which is, I think, has never been recorded in the history of the country. So then this morning, as we had been informed that Mr. Hichilema would address the nation at 10.
Yes.
Then our colleagues actually went to his place, but we're told there's been some changes.
Mm-hmm.
President Lungu is also addressing the nation. That is where he then conceded. But looking at him, he normally, like when he is talking, he normally removes his mask, but today he spoke with the mask on, and the tone of his voice, you could see that, the reality is still sinking in, and you could really feel the pain that he is going through. And I think it's expected for someone, given the hopes, because before the election,
mm-hmm.
there were all kinds of opinion polls, which showed that you are going to get some very like outrageous percentages. I think some were giving even 70%, others 60-something percent. So all those things had misled him into believing that he is going to win, and he is going to win in a very resounding way. So it was, I think that made it difficult for him to accept the defeat
mm-hmm.
and to eventually concede.
Thank you so much. Maybe Tom Botaura and Shona and also Xirai Chris for him to ask you something in Ndebele. Kuchikuzambia Parishi, you know, vanhu vari kutambira sei kukunda kwaita vaHichilema ikoko. uyezve takaona valunga vachiwana vachitaura ivo kuti aiwa vari kubvumirana kuti vakakundwa. Motipawo pfungwa dzenyu.
Kuzambia vanhu vari kufara zvikuru. Mfaro wakadai, of course, muna 2011 kwakapinda vaMichael Sata, takaona mfaro wacho pasi wegore rino wakati one day. We can see kuti vanhu vari kufara zvikuru. Even vamwe vataimboona vakapfeka t-shirts nezvimwe zvoTF, all of a sudden they've actually found ma t-shirt AUPND and vamuka vava masupporters vaMr. Hichilema. So vanhu vari kufara zvikuru, and of course vanhu havasi kungofara. I think vari kufara vane tariro yokuti vaHichilema vachatanga nawo kuimplementa zvinhu zvavakaita promise. Zvona yangu manguva inomboti vachatanga kuimplementa zvinhu zvavakaita promise, because vataura zvinhu zvakawanda kuti vachameka sure kuti corruption haiwani nzvimbo, even nepotism nezvimwe zvakadaro zvataiona kuti maybe vanhu vanobva kumhuri imwe chete kupinda mugovernment. Lack of transparency in the implementation yemaprograms ehurumende, nyaya dzetribalism. Kana makaona kuti kampeni yavalungu yanga yakasimba pakushoropodza mamwe matribe, especially tribe rinotaura Tonga, rinova tribe yavaHichilema. Then of course vanhu vatarisirawo kuti vaHichilema semunhu ane experience yekurana mabusiness vachadetsera kumutsidzira ikonomi yeZambia iri iko zvino, I think haisi kunyatsofamba zvakanaka. So vanhu havari kufara and vane tarisiro yakawandisa kuti zvinhu zvichachinja, because kana manga muchitevera mutaona kuti Kwacha ranga richiita lose vanhu zvikuru. Ranga ratombosvika kuma $1, ranga rava kusvika kuma 23 Kwacha. But kwakatanga kuratidza kuti vaHichilema vangangotora chitanda yakatanga kuchinja iri like nhasi ndanga kuti riri pa18.7. So tiri kuona kuti hai zvinhu zviri kuenda zvichichinja zvishoma zvishoma. Then also inini samutori wenhau plus themunhu anoshanda nevatori venhau, tariro yangu imwe iri pazvinhu zvine chokuita nekufambiswa kwemashoko. So gore rakapera kune imwe nhepfenyuro yePrime TV yakavharwa nehurumende yePF, because vanga vasingatenderani nekuti yaipa mukana kumapato anopikisa. So vakavavharira vakavatorera license. So nhasi sekuratidza kuti vari siriya kudzorwa kuzadzisa zvivimbiso zvavakaita zvine chokuita nezvokufambiswa kwemashoko. Taona Prime TV yatovako pa press briefing yavanga vachiita. So hatiri kutarisira kuti zvinhu zvichatanga kuchinja zvakanaka, but of course tiritariro yetu tine in a caution, because even valungu kwavakapinda vakatipindisa zvimwe zvinhu zvakawandisa, but vakazotipa paya vakachinja. But vaHichilema vakativimbisa kuti no, havasi kuzwa chinja, zvese zvavakavimbisa ndo zvavataita. So tiri kutarisira kuti vachapfuurira mberi vachidaro.
Aiwa, tinotenda chaizvo. Regatone Chris, if you have a question for our guest here before I let him go in Ndebele, so that he can quickly answer you.
Yeah, mnumzana, ngiyakwamukela kuhle.
Ngiyabonga mpowethu, kunjani?
Ngiyaphila. Ungasitshela ukuthi umuma unjani khona ngapha eZambia?
Hayi, abantu bathabile lapha ngumsindi. Kadesi ngiphakathi ehofisini kodwa ndeshuwa kuyeza ukuthi kulo msindo amahuta layo lakho konke nje. Abanye bathaya amavuvu zena benza nje, abathabe kakhulu sibili ukuthi umnumzana Hichilema nguyo sekhethwe ukuthi abe ngumongameli weZambia wesikhombisa. Abantu bathabile sibili. Ngathi kulokho okusileyo angikhona ukuthi namhla abanye bake basebenza, ngoba ngithi impumela yokhetho siyaziswe ngabo-2 ekuseni. Kusukela lapho vele kube ngumsindo nje, vele bekugidinywa kugcwala yonke indawo emgwaqweni lapha kubomvu, wonke umuntu ugodi zikhipha zika Mr. Ikilema, of course mina ngilazo kodwa hayi abaningi bonke bazigodi.
Hayi ndabo ngelaso so wakhe. Yeah, so ungasitshela mnumzane ukuthi njengoba sokukhanya sokulohulumende omutsha kuyathembisa yini ukuthi umumo wezomnotho uza kuba ngcono ikakhulu nxa ukhangela abanye ukuthi uzasebenza lapho.
Ye, hayi kuyathembisa ngoba ngasihamba ngalokho asithembise khona yena usigcizelele kakhulu sibili ukuthi yena vele wayethilo nje wathi mhla engenile esikhundleni mhla egotiwe. Angithi kakazotshwa kathesi usamelelwe nje ukuthi bakwenziwa okwenziwayo. So mhla egotiwe wathi wathi yena ikhwatha lizahle liqine sibili kumele lifike ligeyine kakhulu nxa lilokhu ilokhu zesivalu yalo agena epidola. But sibona bethi lanxa engakagcotshwa vele ikhwatha seliqalile ukugeyina nafta sikhuluma nje liku-18 i-$1 isinika 18 quarter ngeviki ephelileyo i-$1 ibisinika 23 quarter so yabona ukuthi ikhwata lalo selisihayi lisiba nesisindo esikhanyayo kodwa angithi yabona ukuthi abantu ama-politician balawo ngathi wesikhathi bayakhuluma ithembise ngoba bayakwazi ukuthi yikho esikhangelela ukukuzwa so kathesi yena usesikhumbu usethilo so lathi sesikhangelele ukuthi sibone ukuthi mhla esithi yena esekhetha abakhokheli amalunga ekhabhinethi yakhe uzafaka bani ngoba ugcizelele ukuthi yena uzafaka abatsha kuzaba nabomama kuzaba nabantu abasuka endaweni zonke zeZambia ukwenzela ukuthi kutshengise ukubambana kweZambia angazithi bengike ngatshalisa ngisabala kodwa ndingathula nami ndinwa ukuthi ukhulume kangako ukuthi one Zambia, one nation. Esithi yena konke azakwenza uzafisa ukuthi kube nokubambana ilizwe lonke libambane ngoba okunye ulungu ubukhokheli be-PF akade sebekwenzile sesebedale ukungazwani phakathi kwabantu nje abasuke endaweni ezithiyeneyo so kuthola ukuthi abanye maybe abakhuluma olunye ulimi abasangenelani labakhuluma olunye ikakhulu abakhuluma isiTonga okuyilo ulimi lukamnumzana yiChilema ngoba bekulabanye sibili akhona amadoda othiwa ngoTishi Bakambwindi ngabo-GPM vele bona kusho ukuthi bekungavumi ukuthi umuntu akhona akhulume laye akhampene engazange akathi asukelane namatonda so kodwa-ke Mr. Ichilema uchilo wathi hhayi konke lokho ngakutho ukuthi ngabantu nje kade bezama nabo inhlanhla yabo kwezombusazwe so nawzathi amalokhu zen ukhetho soluphelile yena abanye uzabaxolela kodwa abalamacala abahlonitshayo bazaboshwa uthilo sekuthi hhayi ababekhuluma nje izigwenxa zomlomo abantu bezama nabo ukukhankasa ungani uzabaxolela kodwa ababetshontsha ngoba i-corruption lapho ilingani ibisibanda kakhulu so sizabona ukuthi kuzahamba njani amalanga nje ambalwa alandelayo then nxa sesikhangela ngithi thina njengabantu abasebenza le ntatheli izindaba okunye oke kusikhathaza kakhulu yikuthi xa ungakhangela ukuthi eZambia iminyaka emihlanu efanda kwedlula kwavalwa i-Post newspaper kwakuliphepha yandaba elikhulu elaliyilo vele elithenjiweyo lavalwa livalwa ngurhulumente we-P F kwaba le-TV station ethiwa i-Prime TV layo yavalwa futhi livalwe ngomnyaka ophelileyo ngomashi. So namuhla sibe sathi siyakhangela sabona i-Prime TV naye ama-microphone ayo abesekhona vele bahle bavumbuluka bathe besizwa ukuthi hhayi i-P F siphumile bahle bangena naye umnumzana yiChilema wabamukela sibili ngezandla zombili wabatshela ukuthi hhayi okwenzakala kubo ukuthi bavalwe kwakungamelanga kwenzakale and waqonqosela ukuthi yena uzavumela izintatheli izindaba amaphephandaba la konke nje abasebenza okuhanjiswa kwempiko ukuthi sisebenze sikhululekile ngabasoze bebe besiyelusile la even umsakazo kahulumende iZambia National Broadcasting Corporation uthe bazakhululeka ukuthi basebenze nje bekhululekile hhayi ukuthi kube kulo muntu obalokhuzayo obabhalela ama-script ye-Ministry of Information kumbe esetown so sizabona ngithi kathesi ngumuntu naye nje usasele ndlabuzane njengomuntu osanda kukhetha sizabona kusasa angagcotshwa then sibone ukuzalandela futhi angaloku angafaka angashethake amalunga elokhu ze ngahulumende wakhe yikho kuzasitshengisa then sibe sesibona futhi ukuthi angithi ngenyanga nje amaviki amalutshwane alandelayo kuzamele kube le national budget la izasitshengisa ukuthi kuhamba njani ya kodwa so far hhayi abantu bathabe kakhulu and sikhangelele lathi sinethemba sibile likhulu ukuthi konke kuzahamba ngendlela enhle kakhulu.
Okay, just one final in English. Mr. Swanda, can you tell us have you heard about the invitation?
Sorry, I think you did something that so you was not fast that food.
Okay, so I got you Umavelas will ask. I wanted to find out whether Chamisa or Mnangagwa have been invited for the inauguration.
The question is that do you know anything about whether the opposition leader in Zimbabwe, Mr. Nelson Chamisa of the MDC Alliance, or President Emmerson Mnangagwa of ZANU-PF have been invited for the inauguration, and when is it on?
Yeah, thank you so much. So we are just waiting for information on when the inauguration is going to take place. Mm-hmm. We are not yet sure. Initial indications were that it would be tomorrow, but for now, we haven't received any official confirmation. So most likely, it is to facilitate the transitional processes and everything. Maybe it will be later in the week, but I don't want to. Mm-hmm. To speculate. I think we maybe once we get the exact information, we will let you know. But in terms of whether President Mnangagwa and the opposition leader, Mr. Nelson Chamisa, are going to be invited, it's difficult for me to tell, but I am aware that Mr. Nelson Chamisa and President Hichilema have a very good relationship. Mm-hmm. I think yesterday or early hours of today, people actually retrieved the pictures showing President Hichilema with Nelson Chamisa, Mutsimaimane and others, which unfortunately I think President Mugabe, these things are so stuck in our head. President Mnangagwa's spokesperson, George Charamba, put captions it like to say they are traitors or Zivatengesi or something like that. Mm-hmm. So we don't know, but I'm confident that both of them are going to be invited. But this is purely guesswork on my part. I think for now we have not yet received or seen any official communication regarding the inauguration plan.
Thank you so much. Please give us your name and where people can follow you, because you've really, you know, touched all the bases.
Thank you so much. So in terms of our updates relating to elections, so we have a dedicated platform that we are using as part of this, which is called Zikolatu, Zikolatu Zambia. Okay. It's both on Twitter and on Facebook. If they follow that, then they'll be able to get most of our regular updates. Then, of course, they can just search for my name, Busumo Zisifile Swanda, on Facebook and Twitter. And yeah, although, of course, most of the updates are on that Zikolatu platform and also on the official Panos Institute Southern Africa pages.
Thank you so, so much. We'll touch base with you later on in the week.
Thank you so much.
Chris, a very comprehensive report there coming in from Zambia. But I see Mr. Regis Charumbira has been trying to come onto the show. Chris, I'm not sure if he's logged on of ZANU-PF.
We have, yes, Mr. Vusango.
Yes.
Yes, he has joined us. Maybe we ask one question for Mr. Bango, and then because we're actually running out of time.
Yeah.
Elucina babukande engabicho ngokhetho leZambia ukuthi akube isibonelo into yenzakale eZambia, njalo akube kuyokuthi nxa kuthi asifundeni ukuthi ezama leaders awamazwe ukuthi senelise to congratulate omunye oyabe kuthi uyabe ngqobile njalo selelise ukuthi izinto zokhetho zikanjizwe ngendlela elungileyo njalo kuhlukaniswe kakhulu indaba yamapolisa lendaba kahulumende oyabe amapolisa lama-political parties akahlukane ukwenzela ukuthi izinto zisetshenziswe ngendlela elungileyo njalo eyinto enkulu kakhulu engithanda ukuyigqizelela kakhulu ukuthi izimbabwe ilizwe elilama-tribal differences amakhulu kakhulu njalo aluhlupho kakhulu elizweni indaba ye-tribalism akube ngenye indaba eyenze ilizwe lezambia labe lilizwe elenelise ukuthi liqophe umongameli walo omutsha namhlanje so indaba eyenzakale ezambia phose kulama-similarities amaningi ayenzakale ezimbabwe kodwa-ke ngithi sabahalalisela abantu basezambia sithi sibafisela okuhle njalo sithi lo ophetheyo wezambia akahlale ezinqumeni lezi azikhulumileyo ebantwini angathembisi abantu amanga.
Okay, thank you so much. Have a good day. We'll meet sometime in the future. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, bye. Yes, Marvelous, we have Mr. Vusango. You can go ahead and ask.
Va Vusango, tikona zviri kubuda kubva kuZambia asi taona zvakare padandemutande retwitter nekuno tikona kunge ZANU-PF bato renyu vanenge handisi kunyatsonzwa kuti vari kufara here kana kuti zviri kufamba sei nezvataona zvichibuda kuZambia kutaona vebato rinopikisa vachiwanikwa ivo vachikunda.
Thank you, Mr. Marvelous. Fonia, yenyu iri kunzwika asi yavamwe vachiunzwika iri kuita maeko akanyanya saka kana vachida kuzondibvunza vanogona kundibvunza through you kana zvichiita. Ndopindura zvangu ano ndanga ndichida kungoti ndibate two issues ndisandapindura mbvunzo wenyu. One yanga iri yekuti vageorge charamba vanonzi vataura kuti vana president elect wekuzambia HH nevamwe avo vanga vari maopposition ekusouthern africa vanonzi vanzi vasikwai matraitors hatingaconfirm that because tinoziva isu kuti matwitter mazuva ano inogona nge itori isiri twister yageorge charamba nenyaya yepolitics it's very hard for us tinge tingabhatabhesa on that. Then also pane statement yabuda yokuti yakambobuda yekuti patatiri pachirongwa ichi last week I think Friday pakabuda statement yokuti padzimwa maindanet because vanoda kuitoa vote rigging kuzambia. I think ndiye mutauri wabva kutaura tikataura paya tikati hatifanungomanyirira ngoti chero chinhu chaitika ya vote rigging taona isu kuti nokuti kanga isu tikada kugara tiri vanhu vekuafrica vanongogara vakasuspecta kuti the ruling party kana kuti the incumbent is going to do some tricks. Yes, we know kuti mama tricks akaitwa somewhere here and there but I think tinofanira kunge tiri vanhu vari focus tichishandisa mafacts kwete kushandisa hearsay and mafictitious expectations anovhiringidza pfungwa dzevanhu. Toda kushandisa evidence inenge iri paground nokuti tiri kuona isu kuti election yekuzambia yaitwa opposition yahwina clearly a very resounding victory zvinova izvo zvinofadza kuonawo election inenge ichihwinwa zvakanaka and not only that vaya vanoitaura kuti dr lungu vacharidga maelections dr lungu havana kuridga maelections vakaconsider defeat yavo vakaaccepta vakapa statement yavo vakawishawo vanhu vakavhota kuzambia kuti pati yedu ichiri kurana asi taakungopanga chitanda kune vadi vahwina zvakanaka. Saka why is it that isizi mazimbabwens tinogara takangosuspecta tinongofanira kuspakuleta kuti tarisai muone zvaakutodai. I don't think izvozvo zvinofadza because sometimes kana zvinhu zvikabuda zvakadai we should retract our statements kwete kuti todzoka tongoenderera mberi ezviki zvatakataura payapaya palast interviews togara nishara kuti zvatinotaura pamainterviews zvinenge zvichicapture nevamwe vanenge vachiteerera saka kungotaura nje kune kusiri right now toda kuenda kuzimbabwe kuti zimbabwe iri kuti chii ndorandibate kufika point one kamabvunza kuti ndiani uchainvitewa kuinauguration tinoziva hedu kuti iye ivo president elect HH vakataura kuti pane ma logistics achiri kuitwa akati o handover takeover saka process yacho na isati ya iro kana iona gross statement yavo havasati vaita vakati I can't preempt because takamirira kuti zvimwe zvimbogadzirwa handisati ndava muofisi ini ndangoudziwa kunzi ndindahwina asi muofisi handisati ndapinda right tinozivaisi kuti pakahwina Donald Trump nenyaya yemarelations angari sawa between Venezuela neUnited States takaona isiti opposition leader uri kuVenezuela ndiye wakainvitewa kuinaugural ceremony yaTrump and this is because papa nematensions aripo between Venezuela nechi neUnited States of America but isi hatina matensions neZambia Zambia is our sister country. We have long-standing relationships in Zambia more than any other country. In fact, our liberation started well, was actually much marginalized in Zambia. And we all know that. We still...
Your network, Mr. Charumbira, your network, we are not hearing you. I don't know if you can hear me. Your network.
Sorry, Nana, this is one call. Sarangiti isu hatina ma relations akashata ne Zambia between Zimbabwe ne Zambia zvinoreva izvo kuti ava president vari ku
network yenyu vacharumbira ndofungana kuti muri kudriver network yenyu iri kuenda ichitiza asi apo tiri kunzwa vacharumbira vezano PF vari kupindura ivo mubvunzo watambobvunza uya kune mutori wenhau anoshanda iye ari muzambia vasibanda vanga vari kunyatsotitsanangura zviri kuitika paground ikoko kuzambia saka apo tikuti dai vasiya mupondo kana vachiri pano vasiya mupondo mupindurawo zvanga zviri kutaurwa navacharumbira imi seMDC Alliance
ndinonzwira tsitsi vacharumbira nemubvunzo wamavabvunza nokuti mavapinza panguva yakao haupinduri vemubvunzo iyoyo kana waiswa kune munhu wezano and muchacherechedza kuti of course vanoda kutira kubata pano nepapapo kuti tweet yakaburitswa navacharamba inogona kunge isiri yavo and that's for sure iaccount yavacharamba yakaburitsa tweet iyoyo and ndomuonero wavanenge vachiita vanhu vane kuona kwakasiyana navo especially iwa yamanhengri vanozviti marevolutionary parties right and also ndoda kuva correct pavarutaura kuti havana ma havana tension ne Zambia and or and just kuti vane tension but the basis that he is premising kusavapo kwetension kuti hondo yakatangira kuZambia it's only Zimbabwe which is stuck in the liberation period most of these nations who are surrounding us they are post the liberation they are more on the economic front avachato avangotaura zvehondo kuti tutakanorwa hondo tikadi the youths who won those for that election they were never at the forefront but they want to be at the forefront of the economy so ndopo anofara kunzwisisa ipapo hatisi kushuvira kuti vamunanga gwasadano kuZambia izvi ngavainde vano witness vanopupura kunaka kwakaita democracy ende tingarwadziwe zvikuru sei vakasadaidzwa kuti vanono witnessa chitiko chakanaka chaitwa kuZambia ngavaende vanotora manotsi ende tinotonamata kuti vasarambe kana vadaidzwa so isusu tinopa kunhenge tinoda kupa kutenda ne the kind of support that we are receiving and the solidarity especially kubva ku batorava hichilema even mukatarisa padadentande patwitter yavo muchaona kuti anova mukuru wemayouth wavo atoburitsa pachena kumira kwakaita musangano weMDC Alliance nebato ravo tichivabatsira kusvika vahwina election so kubatsira kwatiri kutaura it's solidarity ndo yatinenge tichitaura nezvayo so ndanga chidangojekesa hangu pakuti vachamisa vari kukokwa here kana kuti havasi kukokwa zviri kwavari.
Unfortunately, yes, we've run out of time. We wish we had extra time so that we could explore further this issue of what's happening in Zambia. But
thank you so much, Marvelous, and our listeners. Thank you for joining us. Until we meet sometime during the week, good night, Zimbabwe.
I'm Marvelous. Also, I forgot to thank our reporter in Zambia who also joined us.